This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, why you're doing it, doesn't matter. Thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us over at Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check out all the stuff we have over there. All right, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, as we start tonight, we have to go to the news headlines, which are not pretty. Out there in California where you're at, there was a multiple stabbing at a church in San Diego, California, where two people have been reported killed and several other people have been injured. What's going on out there?
Well, Captain, this took place, as you said, in San Jose, California, at a Grace Baptist Church. It's located on East San Fernando Street. All this happened about 8:45 p.m. local time, that would be Pacific time, this evening. You're right, two people have been confirmed dead by the San Jose Police Department. The suspect, we understand, has been arrested. This happened at the church. It wasn't a church service. They were actually bringing in homeless people to come in out of the cold to give them shelter, and that's where these stabbings occurred. That's what we know at this time. We don't really know about motive, and we don't know how many other people might have been injured, but again, unfortunately, two people dead at this hour from that stabbing.
And you say this was in San Jose and they arrested a suspect?
That's what they're saying, yes. They say the suspect has been arrested.
Okay. Now, speaking of suspects that were arrested in Wisconsin over the weekend, Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, an arrest was made of a 15-year-old, 15-year-old, for the alleged mall shooting incident.
That's correct, Captain. The 15-year-old, being described as a Hispanic boy, was arrested in connection with that shooting on Friday. It appears now, it could, according to the authorities, this was an altercation between two different groups. This wasn't something that...
As in gangs?
As in gangs, exactly. Now, the suspect at that time was able to flee the mall on foot with other people who were running out of the mall due to the gunshots and so forth and the altercation. But they were able to track this person down. They executed some search warrants, and then they brought this person into custody. So, again, 15 years old, The description at the time was of perhaps a white male in his 20s or 30s. So it's very, very different outcome here, obviously. But this all according to the Wauwatosa Police Department at this hour.
And then finally, on what turned out to be a violent Sunday in Nebraska, of all places, two people were shot and killed. Two people were injured at a shooting at a Nebraska Sonic.
Oh, that's right. Now, this started out like this, Captain. Evidently, it looks like police were called in for a possible bomb issue inside a moving truck in the parking lot, and then received other calls about a shooting, according to the report. So very, very bizarre indeed. Two victims were declared dead at the scene. Very young people, 22 years old and 28 years old, we understand. So again, a very, very sad story coming out of Wisconsin tonight. Yes.
All right. Now this
Nebraska. Yes.
Yeah. Now we're gonna talk about this next story at length after the break, but I'm gonna start it out. Sidney Powell was announced as by Rudy Giuliani as not being a member of the Trump legal team. Okay, that's fine. We all kind of thought she was because she was in that meeting on Thursday when they did that press conference, but she does represent a group called We the People, and she is their legal representative, and they have retained her to find out what happened in this election. So she is a part, an independent part, of this investigation, and she's got her own little thing going separate of what the Trump administration is doing. Rudy Giuliani and his people are doing their thing. Sidney is doing her thing. And I'm not sure, but I think Sidney has a case that's going to be heard this week with what she brought out.
Well, that's right. And her descriptions, of course, have been usually very colorful and very ominous, Captain, you know, especially if you use the term biblical. That was what I think the term that was used by Sidney Powell
earlier.
Yes,
she did.
Yeah, that this was going to be, and usually that would go along with this, of biblical proportions is pretty much what that in, sort of connotates. And that means big time. That means huge. And so certainly whatever she's working on and what she has sort of teased with this has been very, very ominous. But of course, again, we're waiting to see exactly what she has. And you're right, Captain. I'm so glad that you clarified this tonight, right here at the top of the program. It's not that, because the statement from the Trump team, you know, people could maybe misinterpret.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, as being that she's gone rogue or she's a renegade, but that's not the case at all.
No. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we'll explain more about the situation with Sidney Powell, as well as what Dominion is saying, along with Smartmatic. They're saying that there's no way that their machines could have been jimmied or jerry-rigged. Really? Tell that to the people in Venezuela. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, this segment brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. Talked to them last week, and they were doing really good, and they were thanking everybody for supporting them in their move and push to double the size of the people that are buying their product, because it works, and I'm one of them that uses it and uses it twice a day, and it works for me. Very simple, very direct, because I've got inflammation in my left ankle and leg, and when I take this, it goes down, and it also gives me some pain and discomfort, and when I take this, the pain stops, because this will alleviate pain at the source, and it will also reduce inflammation that you have, that sort of problem, wherever you have it in your body. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases discomfort. It comes in convenient individual packets, easy to take, and it supports the healing process and healthy joints and muscles as a result. All you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 3-week quick start that costs $19.95. That's about a dollar a day for 3 weeks, $19.95. And you'll know by the end of that time whether or not it's going to work for you. And so far, tens of thousands of people have been over there, and they have found out what I found out. Simply put, Relief Factor works. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. And before we get into the Sidney Powell conversation, we got Mike in Clearwater on the line. So, Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
All right, here we go, Captain. 3, 2, 1, hoorah! There you go.
Yep, I know why. Okay, go ahead.
But anyway, Captain, Professor, you know, Harvard University came out and had the gall to publicly say, if any person, official, whoever it is that worked in the Trump administration wants to apply for a job to become a professor, if they don't support democratic values, then they're not appropriate to be hired. Now, what a bunch of, I want to put something out there right now. If you're Republican and you're donating big bucks to these liberal colleges and universities, you need to stop, because the only way we're going to stop this indoctrination of these young kids coming out as being, you know, democratic socialists or whatever you want to call them that think that they deserve everything for free, we've got to put a stop to this. And switching gears for a minute, we got potentially 4 years of this clown that's coming up. And if you're in Georgia, you really need to listen. They're going to be using Dominion and Smartmatic again for these two Senate runoffs. So you have to make sure that you do everything in your power to make sure that those two seats are not stolen, like the president his job was stolen from him. It's coming. Stacey Abrams, they're spending all kinds of money. I can just see around the corner right now. Those two seats are the only hope we have of not letting this country turn into something that we'll never recognize ever again. And I want you and the professor to comment on both those things.
Okay, we'll do that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. All right, first of all, to make a statement like that, Kyle, is opening up the door wide open for a huge, huge lawsuit that I believe any individual would...
Well, sure. Yeah, and Mike had some great comments and a great question as well. You know, that's right. The idea, of course, is that Republicans and conservatives in general have been demonized now for so very, very long. Now this is kind of almost the ultimate expression of that, in the sense that these institutions feel that, or the people that are calling for this feel that they have the political cover they need to do it, you know, because, hey, we're talking about Trump people or Republicans or that kind of thing. But, Captain, you know, they sound so much like, well, people I learned about in college, you know, systems like the Soviet Union, for example, or other kinds of communist regimes or regimes where you have to, there's only one thought that you can have. And so now it's on display in our country, and it is bad, and yes, there will be lawsuits, and there should be lawsuits about that.
Yeah, and I don't know anybody that is contributing to a liberal college, good luck with that. You're not going to change them. They're certainly not going to be anything other than being more liberal now than they were before, especially if Joe Biden becomes the president, and it looks like he's going to be there unless a miracle comes along. And now here's the problem, okay, and this is why I say this the way I just did. The Trump administration and her legal team has to find a friendly judge that will hear the case, right?
That's right. Right.
So far, the judges they've been in front of, for the most part, except for the Supreme Court, and that was one, have been Democrat appointees, and they are not receptive at all to what Donald Trump and his team is doing. So nothing has happened yet, correct?
That's right.
So now their alternative, once they've been turned down by a federal circuit court, is they must go to the appeals court, right?
Right, right.
Problem with that is some of the appeals courts are not controlled by Republicans. They're still controlled by Democrats. Now, you need four judges in a multi-judge setting to hear a case, and that includes the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that for a second. You think they've got four judges right now in the Supreme Court?
Well, possibly. The thing is... Again,
there you go. There you go. Good answer, possibly.
Yeah. Hmm? Yeah, that's right. Hopefully, because of the gravity, literally the gravity of this whole situation, it entails the will of the American people, it entails the integrity of our elections, but of course what I'm hoping, Captain, is that the justices on the Supreme Court don't fall into what's happening in the truth over facts media, this sort of notion that suddenly anybody that questions the idea that there might have been election interference is somehow now un-American and undemocratic and undermining our democracy. But yet, Captain, for 4 years, we heard how Vladimir Putin had installed President Trump into the White House, basically. And on it went. And suddenly now there's no talk of anything that could be possibly untoward in our election. And people go along with it. But the justices, because they're appointed for life, they don't have an 18-year term or any of these kinds of ridiculous things we're hearing about. That's why they can rise above this and say, this needs to be heard. We are going to give it its due. The president deserves his day in court.
Now, we have a tweet that's appeared here about an hour ago from Jenna Ellis, hashtag stop the steal. But she, of course, is one of the attorneys that represents the president, correct?
That's right, Jenna Ellis, yeah.
She said, and I quote, "No one needs to panic. This is just clarification since media butchered everything. Sidney Powell and I have both said that she's working for free with a team she has autonomy over. All good. Hashtag plan." Now, that's exactly what I said when I said she's working for a group called hashtag We the People.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And portrays this, is that everything's chaos, Rudy Giuliani has lost his mind, Trump has no chance, he's all unfounded, and all these things. Whereas, Captain, you better believe if this was reversed in any way and Joe Biden was trying to challenge results in different states, which they were getting ready to do if it hadn't, they hadn't been able to do whatever they did, the media and the entertainment and all the stuff, they'd all be saying the same thing. Joe Biden deserves to be heard on this. In fact, this is the very underpinning of our
37 days, remember, with
Al Gore.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Captain, was George W. Bush referred to as president-elect before or until the 37 days were finally over and Florida was declared for George Bush?
To be honest with you, I think most of them were calling him president-elect, but not all of them. So, again, we had some that were, but not all were.
Yeah, in this case, it seems to be a pretty good consensus within the media organizations that suddenly he's the president-elect. But that's really, really neither here nor there because, again, what will happen is because we have to see this evidence. If it's good evidence, the American way is to hear it and adjudicate it and do something about it. If it's not good evidence, it's not going to go anywhere, and we move forward. That's
well,
the way the system works.
Well, if anybody didn't see Mark Levin last night on Fox News for whatever reason, Mark Levin had one of the best descriptions, and, of course, he is a lawyer. He had one of the best descriptions that I've heard yet of what was transpiring with the Trump administration's legal response, because there's a certain way that you have to go about doing this. You can't just jump in and say, well, we're going to do this, this, and this, because the courts don't allow you to do that. You have a process you have to go through, and unfortunately it's a lengthy process unless they can fast-track it through there because they find a judge that will let them do it. So far, they haven't found the judge. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. And we're going to have a new segment coming up called Where Are They Now? Welcome to the
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nevada's governor announced new coronavirus restrictions for his state as cases continue to rise. Starting Tuesday, bars and restaurants will cut down to 25% of normal capacity, and casinos and churches will be limited to 25% of their fire code capacity. Governor Steve Sisolak said he had made the move because the state was trending towards cases overwhelming hospitals and healthcare workers. The new restrictions will be in place for 3 weeks. At the G20 summit, the leaders of the largest economies in the world said that they would work to make sure there will be fair global access to coronavirus vaccines. In a statement, the leaders at the summit said the pandemic had had an unprecedented impact on the world, and they would spare no effort to ensure affordable and equitable access to vaccines, tests, and treatments for all people. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. I am a policyholder there, have been there for 15 years, and they've saved me a lot of money over that 15-year period because, amongst other things, I'm a safe driver, and that saves me money. But I also bundle my car insurance with my homeowner's insurance, which also saves me money. So, if you want to find out what I know about, you can go to their website, GEICO, GEICO.com, GEICO, GEICO.com, and put in your zip code, and they'll ask you some questions, and put in the vehicle you're driving, and then if they say, do you want to combine your homeowner's or your renter's insurance, say yes, and see what happens, and see if they can save you a bunch of money like they did me. I mean, after all you got to save is money, right? So, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and tell them the captain sent you, and Kyle Warren is back with us, and caller, hang on a second. Okay, Kyle, where are they now? Do you remember the Pakistanis who were the computer programmers that were working with the Clinton campaign and the DNC, and it cost Debbie Wasserman Schultz her chairmanship, and Donna Brazile was the one that came in temporarily and took over, and all kinds of things took place? Where are they now, Kyle, those three Pakistanis?
Well, I think I believe they're still in Pakistan, if I'm not mistaken.
They aren't there because they wanted to be. They're there because two of them got deported.
That's right. That's right. This was Imran Awan and Jamil Amran.
The brothers.
That's right. Awan, yes.
And the wife took off so that she couldn't get nailed. And anyway, that's what happened there. But who is the other interesting character in all this? The one with the server that, I don't know what happened to the server. We can't find the server. And that's one reason why they got deported and didn't get charged, because there was no evidence because the server was gone. Who was that?
Isn't that one Xavier Becerra?
And what exactly does he do right now?
Well, he's the Attorney General in California.
Yeah, so way to go, California. Done it again. But where are they now? Isn't it amazing?
Yes, very, very much so.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines, and we got Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, up there freezing. What's up?
Well, first, it wasn't the Clinton administration that freed Pakistanis war. It was the first term of Obama.
I did not say Clinton administration. I said working for the Clinton campaign.
Oh, I thought you said...
No, sir. Clinton campaign. Mm-hmm.
I can just tell you this about what's going on with Giuliani and that group. You can't do anything until you get a bona fide attorney general, U.S. attorney, a state attorney general, whatever, to pick this up. Because right now courts are viewing this as fiction rather than truth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a judge in any court, state or federal, that wants to deal with this. I don't think they have the stomach for it. I think right now they view this of making a clown of themselves if they did. I mean, one thing that, you know, we see, Sidney Powell out there, Giuliani's group, you know, right now it's just their side. If this was a legal matter, Biden's camp would put their attorneys in. You'd have discovery. You'd have to get depositions. Right now, Biden's people have never talked to any of the people that have signed affidavits. This is going nowhere. It's going nowhere quick. And you got 21 days from today before the Electoral College meets. Now, you think you can do this in a year, you'd be lucky. Because lawyers can drag things out. Courts can drag things out. If Biden's side did get involved, we need 6 months. To take depositions on some of these people, because mm-hmm. they got a right to quiz these people too.
Mm-hmm.
So all these people I hear here say, "Well, why aren't we doing this? Why aren't they doing this?" Because you can't. You're playing solitaire with a half a deck of cards,
mm-hmm.
and that's all you got.
But can they not expedite this to the appeals court if a judge won't hear? My understanding is yes, and I did talk to an attorney on the air last Friday who told us that.
Well, that's just one attorney. If you go to a courtroom, it's a contest. You'll have another one. I'm saying no, because it's the way it is structured. One of the things two people go, well, why won't the Supreme Court hear this? What are they going to do without a case? They are the ultimate court in the land. They decide on two parties, not one.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court is not an administrative body. It can't dictate what to do unless you come in a contest.
I would be very curious to find out what Sidney Powell has when she introduces it, and it looks like as if that's going to happen this week somewhere. Don't know where the somewhere is.
Well, if she does, and I believe she does, I believe what she believes. But I think there was a lot of fraud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were talking about Dominion. Their LinkedIn pages are all gone now.
Yeah, and they moved, and they also moved their operations over in Spain. Smartmatic, the big honchos moved out of Spain, and nobody knows where they went. They disappeared.
But you go to a court, you say that, that's a nice story, but where's the other side and where's the evidence? Have
yep.
you taken depositions on anything?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't operate kangaroo mm-hmm. courts in this country. Been there, done that. And let me tell you, as long as you don't have a government official body, a legal body, like I said, such as the Department of Justice,
mm-hmm.
a special prosecutor, a U.S. attorney, a state attorney general, or a district, because they're the only ones that can bring a criminal charge. The average person, even if it's Giuliani, can't go in there and say, I'd like to charge him criminally.
No.
So he can't do it if he wanted to.
Yep.
So right now, I don't think I think everybody.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let me stop you for a second here, because so far, everything I've heard has not been criminal. It's been civil.
Oh, boy, there you go. They'll pay a fine.
Yeah, it's been civil. So far, there's been nothing criminal that's been brought into court. It's all been civil. That's what I've heard so far. Is that not accurate?
Yeah, well, that's all they can do.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all they can do. They cannot bring a criminal charge unless they report it to a government body in charge of that, county prosecutor, U.S. attorney, whatever. I'm hoping that Trump, before he leaves, appoints a special prosecutor, a permanent one, to look into this. I don't know how. I mean, I hope it's better than Durham and Durham's doing, because I don't think anything's going to happen with this. I mean, he's pretty.
All right. Well,
anyway, you guys have a good morning. And if I ran it a little too long, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. That's Dan, the man in Lafayette, Indiana. And Kyle, we got just about 60 seconds left here. What he says makes sense, but like I said, so far, everything that I've heard about has been civil, not criminal.
Well, right. Sidney Powell had mentioned that there was certainly enough evidence to launch a criminal investigation, and one would think that that would happen given the right circumstances and the right revelations and the gravity of them. But this is something, again, and I think Dan the Man is right. You have to have a case of some sort. But, again, this has to be fast-tracked because the American people obviously have a right to have this adjudicated somehow, and otherwise we just sit back and go, well, so-and-so stole the election, but well, time ran out, and I guess we just now have a different president.
I know the DOJ and Attorney General Barr did dispatch the FBI to the battleground states where they were having the problems. I know he did that, and I know that they are currently investigating, but we don't know what they're doing, how they're doing it, why they're doing it, nor will we until somebody gets back to the DOJ, as Dan was referring to, and we hear from Attorney General Barr or whatever as to what they're going to do next. Now, special prosecutor, I suppose that's possible, but I also heard that President Trump could issue an executive order ordering the state to stop the certification and all that sort of stuff. He didn't do it. But I heard that they could do that. I don't know how that exactly would work. But the governor has done nothing. The governor, according to his words, under the state law in Georgia, had to certify the results. However, just because they're certified doesn't mean it's over, because they still have not voted on it in the Electoral College.
Well, right. And again, and a certification, if it can be shown beyond reasonable doubt that it was predicated on a fraud, I'm sure that that could be vacated pretty quickly. And again, because it's about getting to the right answer on things. That's what the American people expect. And the different legal avenues are complex. There's no doubt about it. But obviously, again, if it can be shown, this all hinges on Sidney Powell and her evidence.
And I remember back in 2000 with the Bush v. Gore thing, that thing went through the state courts, went through the state Supreme Court, got challenged to the Supreme Court of the United States, not once but twice. The first time they wouldn't let it through because it wasn't done in a proper manner, so they turned around and did it a second time, and that's when we got a decision from the Supreme Court of the United States. So none of this is over yet. It is going to wind up, I believe, in the Supreme Court. What they're going to do, who knows?
That's right, and we may see some more fits and starts before it really gets on track, but it's got to be fast.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. And, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Our Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up. And there's some weather out there up to the East Coast, and we got some fog out there tonight, too. We'll tell you all about it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
That's it. That's Donna Fiducia, and we want to thank her very much for doing those liners for us that she does with her husband Don. Don does a few. They do a few together, and it's just the way it is, and we appreciate them very much. Now, this portion of the program, my Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, keep in mind, Pilot and Flying J's, if you go in there on the Third Watch and you say, hey, man, I was just listening to the Captain on the Captain's America Third Watch talking about Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops, and they told me if I came in here and said that, I'd get a free cup of coffee. Well, guess what? You will. And if you want to join the Drivers Club, you can get points for not only buying diesel at the pump, but also buying food inside and buying whatever the supplies are that you need at the travel store. So there you go. So that's Pilot Flying J. Stop by, see what they have to offer. In the meantime, we're going to rock.
Thank you.
Smith a little walk this way, and I'll tell you what, they got it going there, and we'll bring Kyle into the mix. And Kyle, were you dancing around the table again?
Well, sure, yeah, Steve Tyler and Aerosmith, man.
Yeah, they had all the girls in the audience dancing, because it's a video that that comes in on, and they were all dancing all around the place there, having a good old time. All right, well, let's get started here, because where we don't have moisture, we've got fog. So a damp Monday is in store into the northeast. The storm system lifts through with mainly rain showers and gusty winds. Meanwhile, a larger system is expected to develop across the central U.S. on Tuesday and eventually track into and through the east on Wednesday and perhaps extending into Thanksgiving. Now, the main hazards there will be, you ready for this? Locally heavy rain, strong to severe thunderstorms, and heavy snowfall along the lakes. Because we had some this weekend, it's since slowed down, except for way up in Maine. We'll get to that. But, Kyle, you take it away out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yeah, we're going to start in California tonight. As you talk about fog, we have dense fog along the Orange County and San Diego County coastlines here in Southern California. And that's going to be, if you're traveling down the 5 freeway and you're heading down through Orange County, heading on south past Camp Pendleton, you may be encountering some pretty dense fog all the way to San Diego, all the way through Chula Vista, down to the Mexican border. And so that'll probably be here. It'll burn off, we think, in the morning time. Up in Portland, Oregon, we've got a winter weather advisory. This is to the east of Portland. And they may be having, I think, a little bit of rain right now, but if not, they should be having rain come in, I think, about Wednesday or so. Same can be said for Seattle generally. But we do have another dense fog advisory, and this is in the state of Oregon. This is along I-84. This is going to be in the Pendleton, again, not the Southern California Pendleton, but Pendleton in Oregon and also near Pilot Rock. So if you're traveling along I-84 in that area, you've got some dense fog there as well. New Mexico, also dense fog. This is going to be south of Santa Fe and east of Albuquerque and also covering all the way down through Roswell, New Mexico, as a matter of fact, so dense fog advisory there. Winter storm warning in southern Colorado as we're taking a look tonight, and this is going to be very close to another winter weather advisory in about the mid part of the state, and a second one there as well. This is going to be east of Grand Junction, a little southeast of Grand Junction. Things looking clear in terms of the warnings for Denver and on up the I-25 corridor tonight. Also, we've got a couple of temps to tell you about. Up in Great Falls, it's 34 degrees. Got some cloud cover in Big Sky Country tonight, as opposed in parts of the Pacific Northwest, and maybe looks like maybe some snow coming in, I believe, for Missoula about Wednesday or so, we understand. So that's what's going on, Captain.
Well, in New Mexico, I'm going to add to the mix, Clovis, New Mexico, Cannon Air Force Base. You got dense fog right there in your area right now, too, so please be careful. Now, in the northeastern part of Oklahoma, to include I-40 east of Oklahoma City over into Fort Smith, Arkansas, and a little bit further east, you've got dense fog. If you're on 44 coming out of Tulsa, you've got dense fog all the way up to Springfield. Branson is getting it as well, so be careful there. Now, over in the East Coast, we've had some patchy fog here in Florida tonight, so you may find some in the Tampa Bay area down by Port Charlotte, Fort Myers. You may find some over in the east side of Florida. May even find some up in the Panhandle because the temperature is dropping a little bit. The water temperature, of course, is warmer than the outside temperature, so that's when we get our fog. Now, I-95 from Brunswick on up to Savannah, you've got fog, dense fog. And then here's an interesting one, because whether you're on I-26 or you're on I-27 or you're on I-95 for about 60 or 70 miles of South Carolina, certainly all the way to Florence, which is, I guess, about 170 miles in, you've got patchy fog. But all around Columbia tonight, and our listeners on WCET-FM, all around Columbia tonight, you've got dense fog going north up into Virginia. Again, depending on if you're on 77, 26, or east-west, about a 50-mile stretch through Columbia on I-20. So real heavy, dense fog in that area tonight. You've also got patchy fog tonight up in Virginia along the water, and the same applies for Jersey along the water. A little bit of snow tonight up in the Watertown, New York area, but that's dissipating, going to go away. You've got some high winds tonight. Mount Washington up there, wow, in Maine, okay. High winds up there, and you got snow up in the northern part of Maine tonight, and that's what it's looking like. So, Kyle, the pilot and Flying J. Now, you've been there before, where you can stop by and tell them the captain sent you, and say that if you stop by, I told you to get a free cup of coffee to get a cup of coffee, and then they can join the Drivers Club and save a whole bunch of money and get points and all that sort of stuff for being a member of the Drivers Club.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, and it's easy to sign up, as I understand, too.
You can do it online, or you can do it right there at the truck stop.
Exactly right, and then you start getting points. And that'll add up over time for some great rewards. And you know, Captain, when you pull into one of the Pilot and Flying J truck stops, you're going to find something there that you really like, something you might have even been craving as you've been driving down the road for a long stretch, because they've got everything, and it's going to vary, but whatever it is, it's going to be great when you pull in.
Yeah, and Catwoman and Road Dog can tell you all about the points because they are members and they use those points. And I know Road Dog chimed in last week, said hello to us, and said that he was enjoying his points at the Flying J.
Very cool. Well, they make it real easy. And the other services they have there, too, if you're pulling in, you know, you've got the laundry services, take a shower, and all these kinds of things that you're going to need out there on the road.
Yep. And there's usually, if not a repair shop at the facility, there's one close by. And, of course, if there's not a truck wash there, there's one close by, too. Usually that's the way it works. So Pilot and Flying J, they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore. A lot of people remember the old Pilots from years ago when you'd pull in there, you get a hot dog and a Coke or a cup of coffee, and out the door you go and you'd be gone. But not anymore.
Well, no, and by the way, too, they've got the sit-down restaurant as well.
Yeah.
And so, again, it's a home away from home on that.
Yep. All right, hold the fort there. And, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kathy's going to take us to break. She's going to give you the phone number when we come back. Hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. A busy night, busy Monday morning.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.